This is the Atlantic route we're on, the route that allows you to experience nature and reveals the stories of one of the largest municipalities in Portugal, Gaia. And in Gaia, one of the most visited places by Portuguese and foreigners alike is the Chapel of Senhor da Pedra, Our Lord of the Rock, located on the beach of the same name, Beach of Our Lord of the Rock, in the location of Golpilhares. It was built in the 17th century, initially for pagan nature worshippers whose devotion and reverence was to the adoration of nature, and then later was converted to Christianity. This hexagonal chapel has three beautiful Rococo altarpieces and the image of Senhor da Pedra, a crucified Christ. This chapel contributed to the Europe's Best Destinations websites, which places the beach of Our Lord of the Rock as one of the 15 best in Europe. Tradition says that the chapel sometimes belongs to the sea, then sometimes belongs to the land. Also, it is a reference point and landmark for fishermen. And it is said that it's the only church in the world that has its back turned to the sea. As for legends, it's said that when the inhabitants of Golpilhares were preparing to build a hermitage to Senhor da Pedra, a mysterious light appeared, and that it was a sign from heaven. For this reason, the inhabitants chose to build a chapel where the light shone down, on top of this rock by the sea. On this rock, behind the chapel, is inlaid a mark similar to an ox's hoof print, and many believe it to be one from a holy ox, the ox that looked over the baby Jesus in the manger. It is believed that the ox had walked past here. Another legend says that the building of the chapel was a promise of the captain of a shipwreck, the only one to have escaped drowning by grabbing onto a broken mast. Surviving several days and nights adrift in the ocean, he desperately begged the Lord for help, promising to build a chapel wherever and whenever he found dry land again. This beach is where he found firm land. Barely alive, he begged for money and food, and with the money from alms that he collected barefoot from door to door, the shipwrecked captain returned to sea. He finally anchored and ended his seafaring life on the rock where the chapel is today. And it is from the Senhor da Pedra chapel that we continue on the Atlantic route, heading for more curiosities.